In business school, a professor told us this. Businesses exist for only two reasons. One is to make the world better, and two, to turn a profit, and not necessarily in that order. His entire course was built around the tangible and intangible value businesses create. As we think about value creation, both tangible and intangible value drivers must become critical. Here's how. I spent most of my career finding ways to create tangible or bankable value. In fact, an entire generation of value creators grew up along with me, focusing on earnings, free cash flow, and EBITDA growth as the only true measure of enterprise value. Endless practitioners from Six Sigma, Lean, and Value Engineering deploy tools and methodologies to make sure the hard value is not only identified, but also realized in transformation projects. The greatest of the great value creators became those who declared their business case or value creation plan and delivered the financial results come hell or high water. One thing all these hard value creators had in common was their focus on something very important. They targeted and measured value in terms that shareholders care about. They focused on top metrics the business must improve. If the company has to improve on-time delivery by 10% because they are losing revenue due to late shipments, then on-time delivery is what you improve, not server uptime, days of financial close, or average hold time in the call center. If the business has cash flow issues and must collect faster, then the projects focus on improving day sales outstanding and not some unrelated departmental efficiency. All great value creation will boost the top metrics the business must improve. This is true for digital projects as much as it is true for upgrading a plant or streamlining a distribution network. Hard value always comes first. Free cash flow rules. However, I used to believe that hard value is the only one that matters, and projects with unclear business cases or valuation plans fail to create value. I no longer believe that. I now believe more is needed than just hard value for successful digital transformation. To go back to my business school professor's point, the business has to turn a profit, and that's the hard value. But it also needs to make things better. And I mean that in a very practical sense and not in an aspirational sense. Hard value gets projects funded, but it's the soft value that inspires the board, the customers, and the employees. Great businesses build their digital transformation on a solid business value foundation, but they also make it compelling to all stakeholders with soft value metrics. The best definition of all possible value pillars for me was Bain's 2018 HBR article titled "The B2B Elements of Value." Bain researched buying decisions of thousands of decision makers and realized that hard value criteria were important, but not enough. Buyers made emotional value decisions and justified with logical hard value analysis. The article was obviously written from a sales and marketing perspective, but it is insightful from a value creation perspective as well. Many digital projects have solid business cases from a financial perspective. But let's be honest, free cash flow rarely inspires people to take action. Great leaders inspire action by laying out the intangible elements of value too. What that change will bring to all stakeholders in terms they consider valuable, not just in terms of valuable to shareholders. The Bain study laid out 40 possible value elements for business buyers, and it's probably for any professional. The more of those value elements a company value proposition has, the more favorable the value seemed in the eye of the buyer. Several value elements Bain considered table stakes It means that they are expected and therefore all projects will have them. These table stakes included compliance, ethical standards, or even having the right price. There were only two of the 40 value elements in the study that were hard dollar value components, including cost reduction and revenue growth. The intangibles made up the rest of the 34 value categories. These included things like time savings, risk reduction, ease of doing business, and many others. You can find the full list of value elements in the Bain study, and I provided the link here. Successful programs will cover both the hard value and the soft value components. And just like my professor said, the hard metrics do come first, like profitability and EBITDA gains. Once you have your baseline, hard value case, they can be enhanced with soft value components. Compelling value creation will inspire our hearts, our minds, and our pocketbooks. Having value creation plans that improve top-line metrics and make the world better for shareholders will ensure that initiatives will get funded, the board stays engaged, and customers and employees will be receptive to the changes ahead. Talk soon.